November is National Family Caregivers Month. Caregivers do so much for others, and they deserve to prioritize their own well-being too. Our friends at Mental Health America believe together we can make taking care of loved ones a bit more manageable. Follow MHA, mentalhealthamerica.org, on all of their social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and Indeed. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. This is your host, April, from Teachable Moments with April podcast. So today I want to talk about a series that came out earlier this year, around March, I think. Yeah, March of this year, 2023, on Amazon Prime Video, entitled Swarm. And I believe that it had 7 to 8 episodes. It's classified on Wikipedia as a satirical comedy, psychological horror thriller. That's a lot, right? And it was created by Janine Neighbors and Donald Glover. Now, I also saw on something else outside of Wikipedia that one of the Obama's daughters, Malia, however you want to pronounce it, Obama helped in the writing process for this particular series. Now, online, people months ago were talking about this series, and I did listen to some of the commentary that they gave and the breakdown that they gave of the series. But to be honest with you, at that time, I had no interest at looking at it, you know, other than, you know, for myself. But then the other, I want to say last week or the week before last week, I saw it on Amazon, and I decided to check it out, you know, kind of, you know, see if what they were talking about was, you know, true, that it reminded them, even though it's very vague in this particular series, but that it kind of points to like a toxic fan culture, you know, where they become so obsessed to the point, well, that's what obsession is, that they'll do almost anything. And then a lot of people said that it was inspired, even though nothing in the series that I saw was inspired by some of the top, you know, some of the top performers, especially Beyonce and her Beehive or Beehive. I've seen Bay and I Hive, and then I've said Beehive. So I just want to share the description that they have on here on Wikipedia, or the synopsis overall for the series. It tells the story of Drea, Andrea, who is obsessed with a particular pop star, which is Naija. Okay. And I can see the way the videos and a lot of the outfits, I do make the parallel between Naija in this particular series and Beyonce specifically. It says whose fan base is known as the Swarm. And then they would often on social media, they would say you got stung or something like that. It says that the show is a deep dive into Drea's life, her desire, her fandom, and how it takes her to a very dark and unexpected place. So there are many, many stars that are in this particular series. You have Rory Culkin, you have Paris Jackson, Billie Eilish, Leon. I hadn't seen him in a while. Leon, who plays, I have to say, Chloe Bailey is in this one as well. Plays Marissa, who Chloe Bailey plays, which is Drea's foster sister. Okay. There are just so many stars in here. I think my favorite of it is, it became my favorite, and she came more toward the end of the series. I want to say probably either 5 or 6. I'm thinking 6. There's a particular actress that I enjoyed a great deal. Her name, the actress is Heather Alicia Sims, and she played the detective Loretta Green. And in the I just loved how she talked. I just loved how she pieced everything together. And I don't know if I've seen her in anything else, but I definitely want to keep my eye open for her in the future. Now, it does say in the production and development part of the Wikipedia description of this particular series by Amazon is that in February 2021, Donald Glover signed an overall deal with Amazon Studios, and one of the projects in development include something called Hive, which would revolve around a figure inspired by Beyoncé, with Janine Neighbors acting as co-creator and showrunner. And it says Glover is also credited as creator and executive producer and directed the first episode. Now, in regards to Malaya Obama, it looks like that her name is only for one particular episode. And then you have, like, of course, on Wikipedia, you have who the storyline was for, who directed it, and so it looks like only one that I see her name is somehow attached to. I think it was probably episode 5 I see her name next to Janine Neighbors. This is a very wild, it's mind-bending. If I had to, like, top of my head say something, just say the first thing that comes to mind to describe a word or words or a phrase, I would say mind-bending. It kind of leaves you kind of like, whoa, what just happened, you know? But there is a darkness about this particular episode. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about what my experience was with this particular episode, and I'm curious to know if anyone else who has watched it or knows anyone else that has watched this particular series, if they can relate to some of the things that I'm going to say in the next portion of this particular episode. In the first episode, that's entitled Stung, takes place in 2016, and it follows these two young ladies who were foster sisters, but they look as though they're living together. You kind of get a feel for who Drea is, or Dre. She's very low-key and withdrawn. And it seems like Marissa, who's played by Chloe Haley, is more vivacious. She's obviously the leader. She has a boyfriend. It looks like she actually has a job. And at some point during the series, she tries to hook Drea up, and it doesn't seem to pan out too well. Like a lot of things, okay? It says, while Marissa's interest in pop star Nyjah, and that's one way that these two foster sisters connected, was as their love of, and that's not in itself abnormal. Of course, it goes left, and when it goes left, it really goes left in this particular series. They show pictures of them being younger throughout the series. She's basically, Marissa seemed like she has moved a little bit past it, whereas Dre is still kind of stuck in that headspace and can't exactly go on with her life and go through the milestones that most young people, especially young women, go through. She seems to be kind of frozen in a certain headspace. And I think that's where some of the dysfunction and toxicity kind of takes root in her. There's something there to begin with, but because of that fact, then of some things going on with her, it just spirals out of control. Her obsession and her focus on this particular Nyjah pop star is just unparalleled. It says, so Marissa actually has a boyfriend who comes. He might not be the best type of boyfriend or for anyone, actually. Dysfunctional in his own way. But still, she's like many, inner city girls, minority girls, I would think. I've known many people like Marissa. And I think at some point, Marissa actually wants to move in with Khalid, which is her boyfriend, and actually does it, but then she realizes that he's no good. And you can kind of tell from the jump, you can tell right away, not kind of, you can, that he's not good for her, okay? He's not a settling down kind of guy. He's just for the moment kind of guy. And then at some point, when she moves and leaves out of the apartment that she shares with Dre, she realized that, but she starts calling Drea back to back. And Drea is basically just absorbed in the whole Nyjah thing. And she's actually at a club, which surprised me that she actually, after that happened, because she was so upset that Marissa had moved out and that she would be by herself. And they were so close. It was like Nyjah and Marissa, her foster sister, went hand in hand to me. And it kind of was solidified in the last episode when she finally, they show. Sometimes it's hard to tell what's in this particular series, what's real and what's not real. If it's all something that Drea is seeing in her mind. That happens a lot in this particular series. There is a sadness, there is a brokenness about Drea, and it's played over and over again, just how she just kind of like drifts through life and through some very dangerous situations that you're just like, oh my God, she's not going to make it back from this situation that she's found herself in. But in this series, she always seems to do it. Sometimes a bit rough of a landing, but this is, it's like you're asking yourself, what did I just see? I mean, it's really mind-bending. But I think that she, through her obsession and through basically her brokenness, Nyjah and her foster sister Marissa signify love that she never had, belonging, because she's often the odd woman out, Drea, for sure, in whatever situation she finds herself, like going to the club, she's kind of the odd woman out. She ends up in a strip club, she ends up in a lot of like a retreat kind of situation, sisterhood of the traveling pants situation, that's really not, because the young ladies that are in this retreat are, there's something up with them as well. They have issues with addictions and stuff like that. That's further down the line. But I think ultimately she is just searching for what a lot of us are searching for, is love and acceptance in the only way that she knows how, no matter how twisted and warped that it may be. So yeah, and she ends up going on a rampage of sorts, Drea, that I personally didn't see because it went to such a level, an escalation, that I was just like, whoa, you're like left with your mouth open. Inspired by the people and passions of the community it calls home, the University of Louisville is committed to opening wide the doors of opportunity, pursuing knowledge and innovation to build a stronger tomorrow, and empowering a bold new generation of leaders, one every bit as ambitious as it is diverse. Together, Cardinals are helping a better world take flight here and beyond. Discover more at louisville.edu. All right, my final thoughts. Well, the reason why I did this review is because I've seen it and I wanted to start to do reviews because I really do enjoy shows and movies and documentaries and stuff like that. But there was another reason. It was something that I said earlier in this episode that I wanted to share with you guys about this particular show. I say this again and again, and it looks as though I fell as a victim to watching this particular content, things that I deem that I being overconfident. This isn't exactly something that I would consider to be the traditional scary movie or horror, in the fact that it doesn't deal with ghosts, it doesn't deal with the paranormal, it doesn't deal with vampires, werewolves, you know, that type of, that genre of supernatural, paranormal. So there is a lot of inappropriateness and bad choices, and of course the things that Drea ends up doing, which is a very extreme violence and aggression. And this is where I made my mistake. I watched it, like I said, it's at least 7 or 8 episodes. And I don't know how to say it, but I believe that there was, within this particular series, and I know what a lot of people are going to say, they're going to be like, okay, am I being overly dramatic? Am I making this up? No. At some point, and I didn't put it together, this is how subtle this is. Even when you think that you're all prayed up, you thinking that, you know, this can't affect you, it's just this. I fell prey yet again. And a lot of you guys will remember what I talked about, a review or an actual story that I gave along with Miss Mary. And it was about Lord of the Rings, the whole Lord of the Rings franchise. And I had seen Lord of the Rings, I don't know how many times. I've seen it before. I've seen it many, many times. And I didn't feel like anything had ever happened to me or to Miss Mary. I'm sharing this with you because of the fact of just how to always be vigilant. And you think that you're being vigilant and you're thinking you're being prepared, and how things can sneak up on you. And I want you to learn from my mistake. So this is like one of these things, okay? Like the Lord of the Rings, although I hadn't seen Swarm before. I'd heard people talk about it. They talked about it months ago. I didn't really have an interest. I watched it. And then something started to happen to me. And I kept like explaining it away, and I just didn't make the connections, and I'm kicking myself because I know better. It started to affect me, and I think it's because of that there was some kind of
spirits attached to this particular series, okay? First and foremost is the violence and the anger, okay, that's in it. That's what I believe it was some type of spirit of anger, strife, or violence attached to it. And somehow it attached and it influenced me. I'm just gonna say it influenced me. And I could feel something happening to me, but I wasn't making the connection. And it was affecting me, how I was, how I felt, to the point where I was agitated all the time. Now, you know, as a woman, you know, hormonally, we go through a lot of things. So I explained it away, like, okay, maybe it's just this, maybe it's just that. You know, I'm a kind of a person that I overanalyze things and I tend to worry. So I thought that maybe it was stress or something like that. Everything but what I believe now, especially after I started looking and studying and researching spiritual warfare, did I make the connection? And I talked to Miss Mary today about it. I said, I think when I was going through whatever, I mean, I think it was at that time, the timeline matched up, that there was some things attached to this show, okay? And it would put me in such a place, and it got to such a point where I started to have some really, really odd thoughts and things that, like, I would feel like I didn't feel like myself. And on several occasions, I actually started to pray and plead with God to help me. Something's not right. I remember that was one of the major things that I kept saying over and over again. Something's wrong with me. Something's bothered. What is wrong with me? What's happening to me? But I thought it was more on a hold on. So I guess what I'm trying to say, and then I would just have these that you guys would learn from my mistake. And if anyone that you know is going to watch it, you're thinking about watching it, you have young people who are going to watch it, I would advise not to, okay? To not watch it. I believe that there's some type of spirits attached to this particular series, and definitely one of anger and strife and violence. And it was, I don't ever want to feel like that again. I was having some very unusual and off-colored thoughts, and I just would feel agitated and annoyed, and it was increasing. I even felt like screaming. It's crazy. Some of the things that I was having, like, I would just be like, what if I just it's so weird. And I'm not that type of person. I'm a very low-key person, and it takes a lot to upset me, okay? I'm not perfect, but I can take a lot. But the thoughts I was having, it just seemed like it was something trying to gain control of me. And it was coming more so from the anger, agitation kind of thing. I was getting quieter. And then it would just, like, things, like little things that normally would not bother me, it's no big deal, was like really grating on me. And I'm like, this is not me. Something is happening. Now, another thing in this particular series, there's a lot going on. I said a lot of times with this particular young lady that was in the series, if we're going to talk from a spiritual point of view, from a spiritual lens, and especially spiritual warfare, I would say that another spirit that could easily be attached to this particular series is gluttony. And why I say that is because in this particular series, they would show this young lady, the main character, Dre, like gorging. It's like the violence and the food went together. I mean, she would just gorge herself, not just on just everyday food, like just, you know, things that it was like junk, overly processed. I mean, like gorging to the point, I mean, like I wondered how was she able to stay hurt the size that she was, because it seemed like it went hand in hand. When I think about it now, it just seemed like she was just like all this violence and this rage that she had. She would go from like she seemed passive. She always seemed like kind of passive, kind of not exactly out of it, but you know, like you just would see her. You wouldn't think by looking at her on the outside, but then she was capable of such violence and such rage. And it all had to do with people who didn't follow or said something. Following the storyline, would say something bad about this particular pop star, Nyjah. She was like this super fan, super obsessed and a super fan. And if she saw someone if she saw someone say something on social media against Nyjah, she went after these people and she actually ended them. I mean, like, that's was the crazy part among many crazy parts about this particular series. But I feel like there is a spirit of strife and anger and violence and murder and gluttony, among other things that's attached to it. So what we're talking about is that there are things that we think that, you know, we have to be vigilant. Okay, even myself, other people. And that's one of the fundamental things in the book, Territorial Spirits, and the related information that I found online, is that Christians, believers, cannot be overconfident. And I read that and I thought I understood that. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to watch the show. It's kind of off the wall. It's kind of wacky. It's kind of this. It's kind of that. And it actually was having some type of effect, and I wasn't making the connection, but I knew something was happening and it was getting worse, and it wasn't me. And I kept trying, like I said, explaining away. Another really odd thing that happened and made me feel some type of way was that I started to hear things, and that's another aspect to spiritual warfare. And in the past, when I've had issues that could be called spiritual warfare, they were spiritual warfare in further down the line in the past. A lot of times you'd hear footsteps and you hear walking. And for me, in the past, I would hear footsteps or walking or moving around on the roof or on the ceiling. And that had started to happen. It hadn't happened in a long time. So when that happened, I was like, okay, this hasn't happened in a long time. Something really significant is happening here. And the mistake that I see that I've made is that even if something is not intentionally a horror film, like I said earlier, you steal the content, because they're all types of spirits with all types of vices, if you will, that are attached to things and to people and to places. And when you, here we go again, just like when I was talking about concerts and stuff like that, I'm no exception. Okay, for me, evidently, it's movies. I have to be careful. Okay, I have to be careful. We all have to be careful with everything. But this particular, I mean, when I heard the walking and the moving and there's nobody visibly there, there's something wrong. And that's when you have to literally pump the brakes and say, okay, and you have to start praying and you start to getting into the word. And then once I started doing it, like just back to back, something's wrong. So you just praying to God and reading the Bible and Bible-based literature and just really immersing myself in it, it seemed to smooth things out. Makes sense, right? And it just like it went away. Now, when I talked to Miss Mary about it, she was like, yeah, I noticed something was going on with you. I noticed this. I noticed that. She says, watching you. She's like, didn't know what was going on. And she says, I asked and you when she got around to actually asking me, is there something going on? You know, I said no, but by the time she actually asked me, it had passed. The situation had passed, thank God. And I just think about when I've talked about this before, when I look at things on the news and people do things, and you know the things I'm talking about, very things that have just definite, very permanent consequences. Is this how it started? Did it start with something this little? That's why I'm always just very, it's always in my mind, how did it begin? How did it start? Did it start out little? Did it start out when these people, they start hearing, like I'm going back to the whole mass shooting things. These people, they start hearing voices. These voices are telling them things. They're feeling things. I just remember how I felt. And it's just, this is just a show I just recently, within a week or two ago, watched. You think that that's very, going back to, it's not a game. Anything can be, it's not to scare people, but it is to kind of wake yourself up, to remind you, even if you think that you are in, you know, you kind of think like I thought, I was overconfident. I'll watch this. It's no big deal. It's kind of out there, but it, you know, it's okay. No, it's not okay. We have to all be very, very careful of what we take in. And there's a young man, I've spoken about him before. He said the same thing. We have to be very vigilant of what we take in through our eyes, through our ears, because as we know, the adversary is not playing games. Just like Jehovah God and Jesus are not playing games, the adversary isn't either. And he is very proficient. But with God's Holy Spirit and the tools that he has given us, we can stand and persevere and be victorious. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April Podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.